We would be honored if you would join us.
Ojaba. Ojaba.
It's a trap.
Bug.
No, I'd be like, take on the whole empire myself.
Þessi hnífur á að vera þungur.
On target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
You may fire when ready.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 1,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello there.
Welcome to Coolest. Hi, you hear this voice?
Oh my god, a new one!
A new voice! Oh yes, 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 yes. Okay, my name is Gísli, of course,
and
this is Coolest Cotton Radio.
And I am Egill.
Yes, and we have a guest. You want to introduce yourself?
Andreas Karlsson, the new Nordic national.
Yes.
Champion, it seems.
Champ.
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 So, Andreas, how are you doing?
I'm fine. What did you say?
Have you gone back to the ground after winning?
Yeah, but I have, but it's still very unreal. I can't really grasp it now, even.
No.
even after 2 weeks, it feels very unreal.
No.
Yeah. And it feels very strange to call myself, when I talk to others, I'm the national champion. Because I'm not that person who says that in the face of others.
No. Well,
I can imagine that'll never grow tired, though.
No. The funny thing is that my teammate last year won the nationals in the Nordics.
Oh yeah.
So,
so
our team Culex have won the nationals in the Nordic.
Yeah.
Two years. It's okay. Good.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, you are dropping out a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, we're here. Okay, you just dropped out.
Someone say something.
Someone, yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. I was just so happy that actually a Nordic person won Nordic Nationals.
Just
keep it on. Keep it in the Nordic region. On top.
Yeah.
I think it was me and Ville from Finland. Mm-hmm. Who was from Nordics, and the other two was from, I think, Poland and England.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, yeah, that felt great.
Nice. So, Andreas, of course, I wanted to ask you something, because let's talk about your list first, because you are running Rebels. And not only Rebels, you were running Wedge. Wedge?
Yes.
A pilot who doesn't have his percentages on his side.
No.
But you're probably the only one who has really made him work.
Yeah. The thing is that he works very good with Jan Orth. I think Wedge, for himself, is not that good. Like the other aces for Scum or for Empire.
Yeah.
But with Jan Orth, who can triggers and give in one extra red die, he becomes very good.
Yeah, of course. And
so it's not just Wedge, it's the list itself, who how they combine with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, also the Hawk is really, really good. It's really, really hard to pin down as well.
Yeah.
But can you tell listeners how your list was?
Yes, the list is Wedge with the servo foils and Crackshot.
Mm-hmm.
Who he didn't use every match, of course. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'm going to continue to use that on him.
No.
And then I had Jan Ors with title, mm-hmm. the Modic Rogue title, and Nora with proton rocket torpedoes.
Right.
And Sabine without anything on her. So it was on 197 points.
Okay. Yeah. So we had an attack shuttle, the the Ark.
No, the Y-wing.
There was a Y-wing.
Nor on a Y-wing, right?
Yeah.
She was the last ship I put in the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the three others synergize good together, but she's the pariah in the group, in the squad.
Yeah, yeah, but Nora had she had proton torpedoes.
Torps.
And so you make her a target as well. So
And the thing with Nora in my list is that she first the first round of shooting she's in range 3, and then after that she boosts into range 1 and then mm-hmm. became. Get her free evade.
Mm. Yeah,
exactly.
So if I get the other one, the other torp away, that's just a bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah, she becomes very sturdy after the initial joust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eight.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is your area.
Okay. No, I'm really smitten with this list. I mean, Sabine Wren and the attack shuttle is just so versatile and gives you a nice way of repositioning.
And yeah, I'm gonna say Sabine in the shuttle is probably the most imperial ship of the rebel ships.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is why I like her.
Yeah, and that she has free attack dice is so good for 38 points.
It is
silly.
Yeah, and before I used sorry.
And super cheap?
Yeah, really cheap. Mm-hmm. Before I used Sabine, I used Arbel in the A-wing. Mm-hmm. But he just had two red die. But he could Of course, boost in every ship he wanted if he got the bump in him. But man, he predicted his moves every time. So I thought Sabine would be better if she could shoot. She also because almost every time she had both evade and focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True. So that tournament, we obviously we had two Icelanders going there. One of them did really good, made top 16, Freyr.
Yeah.
How was the tournament for you, for the Swiss? And I obviously you won, so it went pretty well.
But, yeah.
I know you went against Jesper.
Yes.
In round 2, I think.
Yes, and it went very good against him.
Yeah, I heard that.
In 2 rounds, I think I killed both Old Terok and Palov. Oh. So I had Sabine, Nora, and Jan Ors against Fenn.
Wow.
Yeah, the first thing was I managed to get Wedge against Old Terok.
Yeah.
In range 1, so I could trigger Jan Ors 5 against his 5 against 2 then with crack shot. Yeah. So I managed to do 1 hit and a hull breach.
Okay.
Yeah. So the next shooting Wedge was out and Sabine was long gone because I predicted something else with his Palov. So it was Palov against Nora at range 1 and Jan Ors at range 1. Mm-hmm. So they managed to kill Palov in that round and Wedge managed to land on a rock so he couldn't shoot anyway. And the round after that I came in with Wedge and faced Old Terok again and managed to do 5 hits that leads to turnouts to 8 crits instead.
Okay, nice.
Because he got hull breach, and then he got fuel leak, direct hit, console fire.
Ouch.
So he said it was a very disrespectful role from my side.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Obviously, I didn't see all the three games. I saw the finals.
Yeah.
That was a great match.
Yeah, Simon was really good.
Yeah, but those first two rounds of shooting, they were all yours.
Yeah.
I thought the game was quite over there, almost.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I thought I should kill the Death Rain that first turn when in shooting, but that's the way with the Torps with Nora. She doesn't always do the damage she has to. So I think she just did 2 damage or something. So Death Rain had 2 or 1 hull left. I think 2 hull left after that shooting. So that's that buggered me a little, because I had bumped Wedge, so I couldn't shoot with him at all. The final was I was very tired when I played it.
Like the final games normally are.
Yeah, you can see it because I bumped the ships all over, and I did remove bombs when I shouldn't. And fortunately, we have the judge sitting a half meter from the board. You can see him in the camera, but he's there, and he directed all over and did so it came out right.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me.
Yeah.
It was quite funny, because the Stockholm Vampas were obviously streaming the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were saying someone should make a half range template just because of that.
Yeah.
Because of the 1.5 base.
Yeah.
Of the medium bases.
Yeah. So that's true.
Because I mean, how often do you take bombs off the table and say, "Whoops, I didn't measure." I've seen it loads of times.
Yeah, that's true. But to come back to the question you had before, how I felt to the tournament. I'm that person that always are super nervous when I came to a big tournament. I really can't sleep the night before I go into the tournament. I think I was up half the night before the tournament because I couldn't sleep. Thought about what I'm going to meet, how my list is going to work. Yeah, and the rest is history.
I think anybody can relate to that on some level.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually sleep well before a tournament, except when I'm sleeping next to Ayit, because
I snore. Both of us,
yeah, he snores and I snore.
Okay.
So neither of us sleeps really when we're traveling. But before the first game, my hands are always shaking like hell.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous and so much adrenaline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Ayit is usually really, really nervous as well, because he hasn't picked his list yet. Am I right?
Well, by the time I get to the table, it's almost always done by then, I think.
Yeah. Well, at least when we're traveling, almost.
Yeah. Limits my options, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I actually, about that list of yours, I really, really like it. It synergizes really, really well.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it does.
It's a 4-ship rebel list, and You don't really have to fly it in a swarm.
Not at all.
You just have to fly them ish near each other.
Yeah.
It's not a that range one swarm. So you can fly against all the bombs, trajectory bombs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When I'm looking at it, I look at it like you would flank the Sabine, and other flank is Veg, and go straight in with Nora, and kind of skirt with Janors. Is that something you're doing?
Yes and no, because Sabine is the first one I always put out because she has the lowest initiative, so I don't really know where. The opponent's ships are going to start, so I always put her in the middle, so she always can go right or left if she has to aid or she has to go like a bait for the his ships. And I'm almost always played formation flying, so that's why I put Nora, Wedge, and Janors like I do, because I'm not an ace player. A single ace player who flies around and try to take down ships. I have to do the focus fire with my ships. And the worst thing is that I tend to be, if I know it's going well for me, I tend to get not disrespectful in that way, but I get arrogant and I think, I'm going to kill that ship next round, and I don't, and I think, what happened?
You land on a rock or something, fly off the table.
Something like that.
I know what you mean. I'm sometimes like that as well.
Yeah.
And usually that goes bad as well. But obviously in that tournament there was quite a bit of Imperial and Scum Aces lists.
In the tournament I never met a single Whisper, so I got lucky there. But I think I met 4 or 5 Punisher Bomber squads.
Wow.
Yeah, and I didn't lose to any of them. I lost to Apalob, Forlum, and Boba list. I think it's on the stream, and when I you can see how bitter I get when I understand that I'm going to lose that game, because I led the game so much. I had Nora, Sabine, and Janors against a half Boba. And I started to play arrogant, and he drops bombs and killed Nora and Sabine in one turn, and I had Jan Ors against Boba then. So I felt, what? How am I going to do now? And we all know how good Boba is against one ship.
Oh yeah, definitely. But I was going to ask you about those aces, because obviously Wedge is an ace killer. It's not an ace ship. I wouldn't say Boba. Boba. Wedge is an ace. Even though he's in initiative 6, he doesn't have the dial to be an ace.
No.
But with his ability, and obviously Jan with him, he becomes an ace monster, kinda.
Yeah, he's more like a brute. Like you said, he's going to take down one ship, and if he survives that that round or next round, that's just a plus.
That's what I was thinking. It might be the reason, or one of the reasons, why people aren't. I mean, most people, not you, obviously, aren't doing that great with Vets. I think they might be flying him as an ace, trying to flank, trying to arc dots and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't have the dial for it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a pretty much instinctive on everybody's part, because everyone is used to when Vets is on the table, you want to kill him first. because mm-hmm. it's such a powerful piece. Mm-hmm. And yeah. that way you want to, you know, try to keep them safe for as long as you can, but mm-hmm. maybe that's that instinct is not correct.
Yeah, I agree with you. Just keep him cheap. Yeah. He's a monster missile.
Yeah.
Which yeah. then just goes out in a ball of flame.
Yeah, I got the tip from another player who says, why do you don't use Gen Ors with Wedge? Because mm-hmm. Many people uses the Torp, Proton Torp on Wedge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And instead use Gen Ors because she's making him like a Proton Torp yeah. and you don't even yeah. need to put a target lock with him.
Yeah.
And even if Wedge dies,
yeah,
Gen Ors can just point her gun at some other ship and make them
yeah. get, the proton torpedo. Another,
yeah, the proton torpedo, for example.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I really like that. It's actually a rebel list I would actually like to try to fly.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm going to try it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do that. It's so fun to fly. Maybe not to meet, but very fun to fly. It's like Whisper, you know. It's not fun to meet it. You can choke Whisper, you know. Oh, it's oh my god!
So powerful.
Yeah.
I actually the big Whisper player me flew cloak and choke Whisper for the first time this Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah. And I almost forgot Vader every single time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You expert, you.
Yeah. But it was fun to fly. It's fun to fly. So, yeah. Anyways, I want to, again, congratulate you for this victory.
Thank you.
And that final game was a lot of fun to watch.
Oh yeah, I watched it.
Obviously, both players were quite tired.
Yeah.
And you could see that, but that's the... You're not supposed to, you know, bitch about that, because you're not playing there.
No, that's true.
So, yeah. So, and anything else? Sorry, continue.
No, I just wanted to say that Simon Tournay, I think his after name is, he played it very well. I think we both had some luck and unluck in the game, but he really managed to give me a real game, a final mm-hmm. game. Yeah, so mm-hmm. it was very fun to play that, both in final and both in stream.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very good TV.
Yeah, so. happy to give you that.
Yeah, for us that couldn't make it.
Oh, I so wanted to go.
Yeah,
but then, again, every single tournament in the Nordics, I so want to go to. It's the cheapest ones for us to go.
Okay. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. Well, we will go to System Opens in Nordics next year.
Yeah.
I think that's in our plan.
Yeah. Isn't System Open now in Nordics also?
Yeah, it's supposed to be in Nordics as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you coming to that?
Yeah. Yep. I am going to go.
I'm gonna do my best.
as soon as I know when it is, I'm going to go to my boss and say I'm going to take a leave this first 2 days.
I need some time off. Yeah. Oh really, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna go to play some games.
Yeah, I'm gonna play with plastic ships and
yes. Make pew pew noise.
Do some sounds. Pew pew.
Pew pew pew. Ooh, nice. I have all the data here from the Nordics, and
oh
yeah,
nothing really for you guys. I just saw Pusa back there. He was in sixth place in Swiss.
So you just had to mention it.
Yep. I love me some Pure Sepak.
With Echo. Anyways. And two Saber Squadrons.
Yep.
That's cool. Yeah, that's something for you. Mm-hmm. So, moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on, yeah.
We talked about Wedge, and I actually want to talk a little bit about Death Train.
Okay.
And Red Line.
Oh my god.
I'm kind of just dumbfounded of how good of a chassis it is and delivering bombs and torps. Mm-hmm. And like you said, what you met like five lists with one of the or the other in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, four, I think. Four or five.
Mm. Yeah.
I just think all the Punishers need a points increase. That's all.
Yes. Because
the bombs aren't really the problem, or no. The torps, or the this and that and this. It's just everything combined in this ship. Yeah. It has the old Jumpmaster problem. It has everything. Yes. You can do everything.
Yeah.
And the dial is actually quite nice as well. So I think just a points increase on the chassis for the whole line would be nice.
Yeah. Or just a point increase on some upgrades on that chassis, maybe.
No, because like let's say Trajectory Simulator. I hate that upgrade card, but it's not really that okay. It's might be good on NIM or something, but it's not great. Understand what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a problem on everyone else. It's
no, not I'm not. I'm not talking about increasing the points for everyone. I'm just increasing the points on that upgrade for that ship.
Yeah, but I don't think FFG will do that.
I think it's an option.
Yeah, it is an option, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think the trajectory should maybe go up but in price because, or just make it. Many people say that it only should be for the bomber, resistance bomber.
Yeah.
But if you read the like Death Rain's ability, he says drop or launch the bombs. Mm-hmm. So how would you? Yeah. Negates his ability then, I think. So I think it's better maybe to do the increase in maybe the ships, like you said, or the trajectory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, some kind of increase in points so that it isn't as point efficient as it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think everybody agrees on that.
Yeah. Well,
and I wanted to talk about, if it's okay, about the Whisper with Vader.
Something efficient and mean. That's it.
Yeah. No, I heard a lot of person also talk about that they should increase the points on Vader, but I don't think they should do that because Vader is almost just good, perfect at the Whisper. So I don't know if they should remove the gun, swap it to a gunner slot instead.
No, I agree with you there.
Increase the points on Vader to 15 or 16 or maybe higher. I don't think that's... I think it's good to do that.
I think Whisper is quite a tricky situation in that. Well, we were gonna talk about this next episode with Håkon.
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
But
the cat's out
of the bag. Let's do it.
About Whisper, because it's a tricky situation with Whisper, because
yeah.
There, I think Whisper by herself is fine. Duke by itself is fine. But yeah. Duke is obviously staple to the Phantoms.
Yes.
And Vader by himself is fine. But it's okay to increase him maybe 1 or 2 points. It would be worth it still. But what I think actually that breaks Whisper in that build is Coalition Detector.
Yeah. I never met Whisper with Collision Detector yet.
No.
That's maybe... Because, I think that's maybe lucky for me.
Yeah. Because the big minus for Whisper was that you didn't want to be flying inside the rocks. And with Collision Detector, that minus just disappears.
Yeah, you can go wherever you want.
You can go wherever you want. You can't be blocked. So that's the main thing I think that breaks Whisper. But then again, if you would make a points increase on Coalition Detector, let's say 2 points or something, it would be the same points as Advanced Sensors. And then I would always take Advanced Sensors instead.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's a tricky thing.
Yeah, but might be something like the timing of it is not for me is not very clever. You know, it's when you land on a rock, you can use a charge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure if you land on a rock, so it's okay. Oh, you just do the maneuver. And then you just, I land on the rock, I'll use a charge.
Yeah.
It's got a similar feel like old Palpatine. Just used it when you needed to.
And can't you also, when you're out of charges, still do the barrel roll or the boost over a rock?
Correct.
Yeah, you can. But so, if you still have charges left, you can still shoot on a rock.
Yeah.
You can decloak through a rock, move your ship onto a rock and then shoot. And still take an action and shoot. It's
it feels like that, surrender, right?
Yeah,
it does. Which is why I kind of hate it. because I hated Dash.
So good.
It doesn't take Dash.
But then again, you can only do it twice a game. But those 2 times...
Make all the difference, I think. Yeah. Because you're not going to be flying on rocks the whole game.
No.
And one other thing. I think they also made a mistake with Vader. They made it 0 to 2, the range that is. Mm-hmm. They should not have it 0 because if it's in an end game and you can just keep bumping the ace or whatever and not get shot at. So I think if they have a chance and can make that change, I think that would be clever for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but they're not gonna do that. No. I don't think they're gonna errata cards anymore.
Well, never say never.
No, obviously not. Obviously not. Yeah. Okay. Enough about that. We're gonna wait with that.
We'll go into in-depth analysis of this later.
It was the only thing. Haukon said, just please wait for me until we talk about this. He has something to say about it.
So. Yeah, okay, my bad.
No, it's okay. It's okay, not your fault.
Yeah, it's his fault for not being able to make it, so don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, okay. We have another tournament that was... going the week after the Minock Open.
Yeah.
And I gotta say kudos to the Minock guys. Ryan, D, Steven.
Yeah.
Dallas.
And Andrew, Dallas. Yeah. All those.
And Shay. I think she was a part of that as well.
Yeah. Obviously. But. Yeah, I just have to say kudos to them. I didn't watch any game because I wasn't able to. So I'm still trying to catch up there.
I watched all of them.
yeah, I know. So
yeah, there were fun games and yeah. Sorry, Andres.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
I just said I watched some of them because in the preview afterwards. So I in the preview you always can see which ships are in the list.
Mm-hmm.
When Gold Squirrel put them up, so I looked at the picture and said, "Okay, Punisher, no, swipe left, next, Punisher bomber, swipe left, oh, Rebel, yeah, let's look at that,
woohoo,
yeah."
I thought it was because we were talking about Redline. I saw both Chris Allen and Dale Cromwell. They were flying Redline only with the proton bombs and advanced sensors, and I tried that yesterday, and wow, that is really, really good only with this.
Yeah.
And he's so cheap then that he can go out in a blazing ball of fire. Yeah. It's not really that much, and you haven't invested that much in him. So, or her, I don't know what Redline is. Do you know what guy knows? Is it a he or a she?
No idea.
Okay.
I don't know where. It's a pilot. It's a pilot. It's genderless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I just wanted to say kudos to those guys.
Yeah.
And you said with advanced sensors and just a proton bomb.
Yeah, I think so.
Torpedo.
Yeah, proton torpedo.
Ah, okay. That makes more sense.
So, yeah, it's so bonkers.
Yeah.
Only those.
Yeah, and the thing is that they can take a focus, then get the target, a target lock, a lock, and then do a red stop.
Yeah, I know.
And it's,
it's so nasty.
Yeah, I don't like it.
or a K, just... Depends on where you are.
Yeah. That setup is 61 points.
Yeah. It's bonkers good. It's bonkers good. Yep. What was the guy who won it? Do you guys know?
Garrett.
Garrett? Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Josh? Garrett Josh?
Yeah, something. Yeah?
Yeah.
Probably. And he was flying... I'm picking up the list here. Oh, yeah, yeah. He was flying Boppa, Pelop, and Double Jakku. Damn Jakku gunrunners.
Right. Yeah.
The Space Tugs. Talking about ships that might go, that should go up in points.
Yeah, Jakku's. No.
Yeah.
The tugboats.
Yeah.
The tugboats.
That's true.
28 points. It's just ridiculous on those.
Yeah. I mean, even if you compare it to other cheap ships like Z95, which is like base 23 points.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
It doesn't even compare.
No.
What did you guys think about the tournament? What did you guys think about the double elimination format?
That was actually kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I think so too.
Yeah, because because of that curse, the top player, the undefeated player, doesn't go out, eliminates from the cut right away.
Yeah,
exactly. I really like that because often you go against the guy you went against in the Swiss.
Yeah,
and obviously there is this Swiss versus the cut thing, you know. If you win in Swiss, you better not. You're losing in a cut. It's
The curse of the happens. Swiss.
Yeah, the curse of the Swiss. Sorry. And yeah.
Yeah. So that I find that very good. Also, it gave all the undefeated players another chance, if you can say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it's a cool thing to try out.
Yeah.
Yep.
And and I think it's incredible that they just put up a tournament for like 150 somewhat players and run over it smoothly. 100. And
yeah, it was 160.
Sorry?
160 players.
159, I think, showed up.
It's community driven. It's
completely community driven. That's so cool.
And prices were also awesome, which kind of tells us, well, if this game sometimes goes out, it's gonna happen sooner or later, eventually.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You know, chess is still growing strong.
Yeah, but chess doesn't need a license.
True that.
Yeah. But still, that means you can make a really, really good community-driven tournament.
Yeah, events.
Yeah.
Not talking down on FFG or anything like that, just...
Yeah. You don't actually need the, the establishment to do the things for you. You can just, if there's a strong community, we can always do it by ourselves. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
But still, it's nice to have support.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Anyways, I was gonna mention Wetch in this tournament. Because because in the Minoc Open, he was in 52.2% of all Rebel lists.
Yep.
And how many Wetches do you think was in the cut?
Zero.
Yeah. Zero.
Yeah, so how did you make it work?
Sometimes I also wonder that.
Nice.
I'm thinking also with Wetch, it might be the same problem with Wetch as it was with Dash at the time.
Yeah.
Dash was one of the best ships in the game, but you saw Dash everywhere in the salt mines as well.
Yeah.
Because newer players and bad players, I could say, or just unlucky players, they were flying them as well. That might be the case for Wetch. You're seeing this monster pilot in this iconic ship, and you want to fly it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, it's such a powerful piece, and it's an X-Wing. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a thought.
Yeah, that's
just a thought. Yeah. Okay. Enough about that. Did you guys see the news today?
Yep.
Yeah.
That is some article.
Yeah. Why can't you enhance the picture more?
Oh, yeah, I
so know. Pixelated. Oh my god.
Why?
Okay, people who haven't seen it, there was an article today, so we are kind of just gonna go over it while we read it.
Yeah.
Separatists and Galactic Republic. There was an article about that with ships and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
That is wave 3.
Yeah.
That's gonna be an expensive wave.
Shit! Yeah. There's a what?
Doesn't everyone want to try to at least fly a droid swarm?
For sure.
Just a thought.
And the first time ever, a trio pack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the Republic and the Separatist.
Yeah.
And did you notice the three new kind of debris clouds or something?
Yeah, I noticed those.
No, it's not a debris. It doesn't say in the article what it is.
Yeah, that bugs me.
Yeah, I know. Is it an ion cloud or something like that?
It looks like an ion cloud.
Yeah.
No, but still, it's red. It's not blue.
Okay, I'll rephrase. It looks as if it would be an ion cloud.
Yeah. Mm. It's a swirly thing, nevertheless.
Yes. It looks dangerous.
Did you guys notice the, was it the vulture droids, I think? No. Yeah. The statistics on those, it's two attack, two agility, and three hull. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be cheap.
Yeah. I hope not too cheap then. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can. FFG made the rule. You can only have eight ships.
Oh yeah.
At most. Which is probably, this is probably the reason why they did that.
I also think that what's the name? The not the Delta 7, but the other. Mm-hmm. A ship for Republic. They are 2, 2, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can take that later. Let's talk about separate.
Yeah. I was skipping ahead. Okay, we have the droids, vulture droids, and the other one, and we have some cards here, which we can't read anything of.
Oh, they have a calculate, they have something, and then a barrel into a calculate.
Yeah,
it's so pixelated.
And there is a new token there as well. It's a red token. Looks like a red arrow. It's a
yeah.
Yeah.
So we're getting harpoons back.
No.
Please don't.
Yeah. And take a look at the amount of charge tokens there that comes with that pack.
Yep.
That's a whole bunch.
Yep. Okay.
But they also have focus.
That is
in that pack.
Huh.
Yeah, two of them.
Hmm.
Ooh.
But those should all be droids.
Yeah.
Count Dooku, maybe?
Yeah, but I think he's in the Sith Infiltrator.
Oh, yeah, that might be. That might be.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's maybe, trying to remember. It's not.
It doesn't say Count Dooku there. No. Ah, okay, let's talk about the Sith Infiltrator.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Holy smokes, that looks good.
Yeah.
Cool. I think.
Big base.
Is it a big medium?
I think it's a medium.
What? Why? Just took a look at the size of the pack between the others.
Mm.
In the first picture, you got the arc beside it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's true. That's okay. True. Okay.
Mm.
Wow.
What? And the stats on that is 3-1, what is it, a 6 and a 4?
6, yes.
Yeah.
No linked action, though.
No. Oh. But there are tractor beam tokens, jam tokens, and that new squiggly red thingy. A new bomb.
And it has a cloak.
Yeah.
Cloak token as well.
It's an infiltrator.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Did you guys? It has Count Dooku there as a crew card, at least.
Yeah.
And a photo of Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
I think it says hate. So it's probably not Kylo Ren, because why should Kylo Ren be there?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
when Vader was little guy.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Have you seen Darth Maul? His car?
Yeah, oh, I saw it.
God. I didn't see it until now. He got three in force.
Three force, yeah. Oh. And it says after you, it's initiative 5. After you perform an attack, you may spend 2 force charges to perform a bonus primary attack against a different target. If your attack missed, you may perform that bonus primary attack against the same target instead. It's basically it's quick draw's ability, but you don't have to lose a shield for it.
No.
And he has 3 force, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he can do it two turns in a row.
Two turns in a row, yeah.
That's a Malphite strike.
And he seems to have a cannon slot also, so he can have a heavy laser cannon.
Obviously, we don't know that, but.
Yeah, but in the preview, you can see the heavy laser cannon card.
Yeah, I know. I know. But previews have been known to be wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
I forgot with the droid army there. There's it's not a crew card, it's a droid card, looks called Kraken. Release the Kraken.
Yeah.
During the end phase, you may choose up to 3 friendly ships at range 0 to 3. If you do, each of these ships does not remove 1 calculate token. That's a really, really strong card.
Yeah.
That's almost better than General Hux.
Yeah.
You can coordinate 3 mm-hmm. to get 3 stress.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what do you it's for separatists? Mm-hmm. Solitary.
Hmm.
What's solitary?
I don't know.
Some kind of restriction. I'm going to be. It's going to be probably pricey card, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're going to see those dark, you know, the dark side upgrade cards, which, you know, you can use with Maul crew.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's probably hate over there. we talked about before.
Probably something like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, then we have the Vulture Droid just as a single pack.
Yep.
As well.
And also in this pack, we have a new bomb token.
Yeah. This, like, cluster?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Can it be the droids that they're picking apart their ships?
Yeah,
might
be something like that.
Everyone in range 1 has -1 agility. Or not.
Ooh, it says something about grappling struts open.
Yeah.
So you ignore obstacles at range 0 and while you move through them after you something your dial
maneuver, then 2 straight.
Yeah, and you can remove a stress, I think, if you land on the obstacle.
After you, then you rotate your ship 90 degrees in that direction. Wow,
that's a lot of text.
Lot of text.
That's a fucking novel.
It's like a Fenrir first edition.
And then the second card is Discord Missiler.
Something with three banks, 3 straight.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna come clear sooner or later.
Yeah.
But we have the energy shell charge.
Yeah.
It's a missile slot for separatists.
Yeah. And so that's attack
calculate.
Spend one charge while you perform this attack. You may spend 1 calculate token to change 1 focus result to a crit, and it's a 2 to 3 missile in the front arc, 3 dice, 1 non-recurring charge.
You can reload this card.
Without
having the reload action, you just
get it in the missile
card. Yeah. Okay. cool.
And it's separatist only, and you have to have the calculate action.
I think every ship have calculate action in that.
Almost at least. Okay, then we have the Guardians of the Republic Squadron Pack.
Yay!
We have Delta 7 and the clone pilots.
Are they V-19?
The V-19 Torrents.
I have. I actually don't remember that ship.
Either do I. I think it's maybe in the Clone Wars series, the animator.
Might be. There we have those clouds again, three of those.
Yeah.
I really can't see anything.
No.
With this pack.
No.
But we have the squiggly token though.
Yes, and some charge tokens also.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we have the force upgrade.
Tokens. Yeah.
Yeah.
A brilliant evasion. While you defend, if you're not in the attacker's bullseye arc, you may spend one force charge to change two of your eyeball result to an evade result. It's basically half a glitter stim each round.
Yeah.
And also there's a debris token there. And if you look at it closely, it doesn't have the same kind of nubs to put the templates in it.
No.
So it looks like maybe it goes directly onto the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. What might be? Yeah. Just right in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's quite
like
cool.
A fork or something.
Thank you for that brilliant illustration of game mechanics.
You're welcome.
Okay, then we have the ARC 170 for the Galactic Empire.
Yep.
No, Empire. Sorry, Republic.
Galactic
Republic.
Nice try.
Yeah, I didn't understand why they had that ship for the Rebels, because that was an old ship.
Yeah.
I've never seen it anywhere in any Rebel shows or anything. I saw it was in the Clone Wars series.
I'm looking at the upgrade cards. There are two Palpatine cards there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's one Palpatine and one Darth Sidious.
Sidious.
Oh. Yep.
And there's reoccurring one force charge on both, and they have a force colored coordinate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I think someone said beforehand, some of the designers were talking about those cards, and they kind of contradict each other. They zero each other out.
Okay.
In some way. I don't know how you're supposed to do that.
Okay.
That might be quite cool if someone has Palpatine and the other one guy has Sidious or something.
Yeah. And on the ships, the peg is different. It's with a big peg now.
Yeah. It has the, yeah.
Instead of that converter.
It's the big base peg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, but that's nice. Probably the that's probably the mistake.
In this article, yes.
Yeah.
Might be. Oh. Jesus, I like those packs. We have a pilot there, sinker.
Mm-hmm.
While a friendly ship at range 1-2 in your sight arcs.
Yeah.
Perform a primary attack. It may reroll one attack die. Okay, that's.
Yeah. So an excellent wingman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Okay. A lot of nice stuff there.
Yeah.
And then we have the Delta 7. And as we can see, we have little Anakin Skywalker, Initiative 6.
And that's going to be interesting.
I think in the big pack, the Guardians of the Republic, I think the Initiative 5 was Obi-Wan.
Was it?
Yes, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah, I know. Finally.
Help us, Obi-Wan.
Okay, I can't read it. The best I see an Initiative 5 there, but I can't see it.
The best trolling person in the galaxy.
But talking about this, do you guys think we'll finally get a Jar Jar card?
I hope not.
I'm hoping.
I hope. No, please.
I hope we get it, because then you can stop talking about it.
I want it. I want a Jar Jar card.
Yeah, sure. I want it on your behalf, so you can be happy.
And if it doesn't have a force charge, I'm gonna be mad.
Sure you are.
We always had a organized judge in Linköping in Sweden. That's always made his Altar switch Jar Jar instead.
Okay.
So like he did expertise with Jar Jar instead. And
yeah, we did that. We did that as well.
You did that. Oh, sorry. Okay. <Well. laughs> So, and I think he also had later a score to settle. Did you also do that?
No.
Okay. It was a stormtrooper.
Obviously,
who punched the Jar Jar in the face.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah. Cool. But about that Delta.
Yeah.
Did you see the title?
Yeah.
Delta 7B.
Yeah.
It's plus one attack and minus one in the front arc and minus one agility.
Yeah. And plus shields.
And plus two shields.
And looking at the pilot card, you have, like, on the PS3, you have force charge and a force colored evade.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. So new rules coming up.
Yeah. Looks like it's a lot of new stuff with all the new tokens, and looks like new obstacles and bombs and lots of stuff.
And we can see we get three force charges. So basically, Anakin will have three.
Looks like it, yeah.
And I think on the Delta 7, it says the ship ability, it says after you fully execute a maneuver, you may spend one force token to perform one boost or barrel action.
Oh my god. Mm. So it's a double reposition ship.
Yeah. So makes A-Wing sense. Plus.
In either way you like.
That's going to be my A-Wing to fly then.
Yeah. With Delta 7B.
Yeah, for sure. And the dial looks like it's an A-Wing too. It's got a lot of blue moves.
Yeah, but no turns, blue turns.
No. Just one and two banks, and two and three forwards, four and five K turn, two sloops, and it doesn't have the one forward.
No, it's a fast ship.
Fast ship.
Yeah. And obviously, both the Separatist and the Galactic Republic get a maneuver dial upgrade.
Yay!
I don't like them.
I actually do, but I need to paint every single one of them before I use them.
Yeah.
But I don't like the looks on those ones.
No.
I think they're ugly. I think they're really, really ugly.
They're fugly.
Yeah. But then in this same way, we will get a Headhunter expansion.
Yeah.
Yes.
For the scum.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And way we get a striker. Yes.
Yes.
Three, four. Yeah, there's nothing new on the.
No, wait. I think.
What? Why does the headhunter has calculate?
Yeah, I just noticed that. Is Andrew or Catalysios droids?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I mean, those are pilots we have already gotten.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I don't know their story. They might be droids.
Yeah, I don't have that conversion kit. Mm. So I can't look it up.
No, well, I do, but I'm not going to look it up. But what are those tokens there? Those red ones? Looks like something. Looks like some, I don't know.
Which one?
For the striker, you mean?
No, for the headhunter. The red ones, red tokens.
They're iron.
They're iron. Stress. Are those crit? Iron?
Oh, are those iron tokens?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I've never used second edition iron tokens.
That's true. You use the bling.
Okay. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Striker. Nothing new there.
No.
Also, he looks the same as well. So.
Well, it's a new faction.
No, it isn't. It's not a
not
new faction.
Striker.
No, not Striker. Oh, all the strikers for
the Empire.
Ah, yeah. It's just okay. Just second edition stuff. Okay.
Yes.
Yep. It's nothing new there. Just. Okay. How do you guys like those ships?
I'm excited.
I'm really excited.
Yeah. I'm really excited about the Republic.
Yep. So February or March or something, this will come out.
Yeah. Wave 2 should come out right before Christmas, right?
No, they told November.
Yeah.
Which means November, right before Christmas.
Late November, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm really, really, really excited.
Me too.
I think it's gonna bring a whole new layer to the game.
Yeah. I think with so much stuff being all these choices, new stuff coming out, I think that'll keep the meta fluid for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so too.
So that'll be actually be fun. Not everybody playing the same list and people still coming up with stuff to do, and it's cool.
And also they said they would, you know, do points increase or decrease every 6 months. So
yeah. Okay, I just checked. The Zets do not have neither of them are droids. So. Okay, I don't know how that come in there.
Okay.
So that's the error in this article then.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah.
Might be. Okay. But talking about waves, we also got an article the other day for the TIE FO.
Yeah.
Yep.
It looks like we will have 10 or more pilots for the FO.
Yeah, that's just keeping in line with what you have in the Imperials. I mean, you have all those pilots for the TIE Swarms.
Yeah.
But isn't... Yeah, it's a FO. I thought it was SF, but it was another preview. It was a System Open preview with Quick.
That was a System Open... Yeah. I know. That was awesome, by the way. We'll talk about that. But the FOs, how would you like those pilots? I think they got shenanigans. You know?
Yeah.
They're different. I don't see anyone stand out, except of course Midnight, which is Initiative 6, old Omega leader.
Yeah.
Midnight, Zeta, Omega.
It's not in this article. It was in the conversion kit article. good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot of pilots, but yeah, still, it's a TIE fighter.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys want to talk about the system open prices?
Sure.
Sure.
Why not?
And, well, obviously the tournament system is it's really, really strange.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say.
And redesign.
Yeah, and also they're doing hyperspace something, 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 which will change in wave 2 or something like that. Or wave 3. I gotta go through this completely before I talk about it. But so I'm just gonna talk about the prices first. Yeah.
Yeah.
System open prices. Obviously system opens always have great participation prices. And the price support in the system open series has always been really good.
Mm-hmm.
You guys agree with me on that?
Yeah.
And in this, well, participation, this is going to be rebel themed. We can see that.
Yeah.
We will get a rebel damage stack.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
R2 Astromech, alt art, and servo motor S foils, alt art as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is really, really nice. And they look quite nice.
Mm. Yeah, like a look at the art. The whole design thing.
I like the scratching and the damage things on all the cards.
Yeah, it's rebel. It should be.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree with you there. But while you're in the tournament, you don't get anything until top 32 except prize tickets.
Yeah, and there's a prize wall.
And there's a prize wall. After going to Worlds twice with a prize wall, I gotta say I love this idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love the prize wall idea.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice. And you will get those prize tickets as well in the hangar bay and the hyperspace.
Yeah.
You will get two tickets for a win and one ticket just to play. So
which is nice. Keeps people playing and makes for a better tournament.
Even though you've lost 4 games, you shouldn't drop because you're still winning prize tickets.
Yeah.
And you can continue to play in the Swiss even if you got 2 more losses now instead of how it was the previous years.
You will always get those 2 prize tickets.
Yeah.
That's maybe that might be an alt art or something you might get for that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have the optional game mat you can buy extra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looks okay.
Yeah, I'm not it's quite simple.
I like how it is. I just think it's a little bit too cartoonish.
Yeah.
If you look at the Death Star.
Sure.
Yeah, and I know as a Rebel player where I want to start on that mat.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Always.
You just clump all your ship in that corner. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
No. Obviously, I'm gonna buy this mat when I go. Not that I need another mat.
No.
I have 2 of them. But yeah. No. Okay. Continue. Sorry.
No. I just said if I'm going to play and I meet someone who's standing at the Javin area, I have to say, can we switch side? Because I want to be at the Javin planet.
And if it would be me, I would say no. Because you have memorized all the stars.
Yeah, the stars.
And the distance between them. But only from that side. No, I'm just joking. Okay, top 32 prices. We have set of 8 acrylic charge tokens.
Hmm.
And it's an R2 astromech in yellow and red. That's okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't stand out that much as a price.
No,
I think.
No, but it's nice to have.
Yeah, nice to have, exactly.
Yeah.
Nice to have, and it's just bling.
Yeah.
Sure.
But the next thing,
and then we have the top 16.
Oh boy.
Well, the thing it's everyone gets a medal.
Yeah.
The coin medal. It's supposed to. It's designed like the medal on the Red Squadron veteran ship. It's the same as the old altered VI card.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just holding a medal. It's supposed to be that medal.
I want it.
But you also get those maneuver templates. And it's cool because it's top 16, and you can see with all their price support, the cool prices are going. They're giving out more of the cool prices.
Yeah.
Like the dice are not top 8 anymore. They're going to be top 16.
Yeah.
And everything like that. So this is top 16 with templates. And it's designed with the markings of the helmets from the rebel pilots. You can see Wretch there, Bix,
Garvin.
Garvin, yeah.
And Luke is the 5?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know who Red 4 is. I can't remember his name.
No. Wow. Is it Porkins?
I don't think so.
I like the looks of it, but I would never use it. It would look really, really good on the prize wall.
Yeah, I would use it all the time.
I think it's too...
I was kind of ambivalent when I first saw it first time, but then I kind of liked it, and then on the third glance, I just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's missing the center lines, though.
No, it's in the back.
Okay.
They say that in the article. But the thing is, with those kinds of templates, you saw it with the Boba templates as well as the the R2-D2 templates. They scratch and they become ugly if you use them.
Yeah, but those are rebel templates. They are scratchy.
They're supposed to be scratchy.
It's fine.
Yeah, it was the same with the Boba, but it was chipping off.
Yeah.
So they became ugly, and they almost came like that when they were new.
Yeah, let's hope they up the quality of their.
But
their product.
Yeah, but like I said, I like those templates. But with the templates I use, I want mine to be clean.
Yeah.
Not much of them.
So. I can say about the top 4 national templates. They are really nice, the Poe ones, but they are sloppy made.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, my one has some orange paint on the black where it's not supposed to be, and some scratches in the orange. So, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
I like the look of them.
They're cool.
Yeah, they feel cool also to play with.
Yeah, I can imagine. Let me slap that bad boy onto here and make a 3 turn.
Yeah. Oh, it is the national top 4. Let me help you.
Okay, then we have top 8 prizes, and that's just an invitation to the World Championships.
Yep.
Yes, and Coruscant.
That's...
And Coruscant.
Yes. Is it?
Yes.
They haven't announced Coruscant.
No, but if you read the...
First each system open champion receives an invitation to the Coruscant invitation. I think Coruscant is like 2 days before Worlds.
Okay.
Or the day before.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was supposed to be in the same trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then there is nothing for the top 4, so if you scrap out at top 4, it's too bad for you.
Yeah.
You don't get anything more. Then we have a top, the finalist, a runner-up plaque.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like normal plaques.
Yeah. And then it's a System Open trophy.
Mm.
And if you win System Open, you will get the accommodation and flight to Worlds and Coruscant, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 Flight and the lodging to the Coruscant, invitation on an X-Wing World Championships.
Yep.
So, yep. I like that.
Yeah.
And top
that is
eight.
Really nice.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I'm sad. When do we go?
And also with the hyperspace, if you win hyperspace, you go 6-0. Sorry, you will get as well a qualify for World Championship
invitation.
You will get an invitation, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the hangar bay pods.
Yeah.
Those are, I'm not getting those because it says whoever you can make a pod in whichever format you like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which means if you're flying from somewhere, you would have to bring like 5 lists with you.
Yeah.
For every single format, if you want to play hyper hangar bay, because chances are you might not get a hangar bay pod you can bring with your list.
No, that's true.
Yep, and pod winners will get Zeta Squadron, Survivor, and Cobalt Squadron Bomber.
Yeah,
cool.
It's a double sided.
Mm.
You obviously get prize tickets,
mm-hmm.
which means if you scrub out, you just hangar bay, hangar bay, hangar bay,
yep.
just to win prize tickets.
Yeah.
I think the
dual card that you said is plastic also?
That's a plastic card, yeah, only for the 3-0 guy.
Yeah.
Or person, sorry. And then we have the prize wall.
Wait.
We have target locks.
Yeah.
What? Sorry?
We mentioned it. Yeah. Let's go over this.
Yeah. Target locks. 1, 2, and 3 target locks.
Yes.
Then we have 4 altarts. Plus we have clear altarts as well.
Hmm.
Which are really, really nice.
Yeah.
And we have seen those clear We have seen those clear cards for Armada and and stuff like that. But yeah, I like those.
Yeah, they are really nice.
Yeah.
And there is Porkins also.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Big Porkin, Red Squadron, and Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have the clear ones. We have Guri, Nora, and the Y-Wing. A quick draw, which we can finally see complete.
Yeah.
We have Jonas and Chewbacca, and I'm gonna have to get all of those cards.
Yeah,
the clear ones. But quick draw. Did you guys notice? He has the same ability as before,
mm-hmm.
but the TIE-SF have the heavy weapon turret. You can rotate your turret indicator only to your front or rear. You must treat the front requirement of your equipped missile upgrade as a turret, so you can shoot missiles out of your butt.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they only have linked actions. They have focus, white focus to a white turn.
That is bonkers.
Yeah, and they don't have a red action, not even a linked one. Every single action they have linked with the turret indicator.
Yeah.
And right now they only have 2 in primary.
Yeah, but we have the title. They did get a title. You could see that in the which made you if you had the turret in front arc, you were able to throw 3 dice, but if you had it in rear arc, It was basically the same ability, but you have to point your turret to that place. But
which is always
again,
a wide
have,
action.
Which is always a wide action. Yeah. But then again, this might be the article error.
Yeah, just forgot to color that spot. Okay. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I'm kind of hoping it is and an article error.
It's probably not, because the Zeta squadron above is also with the same color of the rotates.
Was it? Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, wow. But the dial on that spaceship is probably gonna be different. Remember in Force Awakens, it was supposed to be a really, really fast ship.
Man, that's fast.
Yeah. Man, that's fast. in reality, we got this one forward ship.
Yeah.
With everything red on it. Really, really slow bomber type thing.
Yeah, or a rebel-ish ship.
Yeah.
Well, I like those prices.
Yeah.
Yep.
It seems very good to get.
Let's hope we get a chance to play it, of course. At the sorry, Freudian slip. At an SOS.
Hey,
yeah.
That wasn't a slip.
No. it's destiny. It's destiny.
Yeah, it's destiny. But Andreas.
Yeah.
You got a ticket to Worlds, right?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
So you're going.
Yes.
Nice.
So yeah, it will be very fun to go there. I have always dreamed to go to the Worlds, and it will be fun to see how good you are against the top players in the world, if you can say it like that.
Yeah, I think we can say that Worlds will be the top players in the world.
Yeah.
Now, because you have to earn your right.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are people that might not be able to go to those tournaments.
Sure. But in any case, you'll get a good good portion of the best players.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Let's just hope we'll see you there.
Yeah. Or I hope you will go there also, if you manage to get some invitation.
Or just accommodation as well. That's fine too.
Yeah. Yeah, that works also.
Yeah, Worlds is something else. It's there's nothing like it, really.
Yeah, it's such a blast.
Yeah, but then again, we don't know how Worlds will be next year, because it's an invitation. It's not the Worlds Con.
Yeah, FFG Con.
Like it was, but yeah.
Yeah, have they told any date yet? Has said any date yet for it? Or in
November?
The spring or autumn?
It's October, November.
Okay.
Yeah. They changed the date. They were gonna have X-Wing just as a single world.
Yeah.
Not all the Star Wars game.
Yeah, that maybe they can actually fit X-Wing into the FFG Center then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, because we didn't talk about it the last episode, have you guys checked out this new metadata website?
Just a little bit.
X-Wing Battle Report Archive.
Oh, you're talking about the YouTube channel thingy?
Yeah, I'm talking about the YouTube channel
thingy. I'm actually looking at it right now.
I'm gonna post the link in the show notes.
Ah, cool. It looks really good.
It is. I've been fiddling with it, and you can, if you only want to, let's say it's me, I wanna see. Okay, instead of going to YouTube and find any games, hoping I'll find someone who's flying a Phantom.
Yeah.
I just go to Galactic Empire and click on TIE Phantom. And what do I get? games with TIE Phantoms.
Mm, nice.
And you can also do it. You can do it with Rebel Alliance, obviously, and Scum and Villainy, and
and which
I can see here. Yeah, First Order, Galactic Republic, Resistance, and Separatist have all been put in there as well. Just and you can put 1.0 or 2.0. You can do Battle Report, Epic Game, Heroes of the Arturia Cluster, quick builds, unboxing, whatever. It's just Chuck takes everything that's called X-Wing. You can look up in the Coruscant Wave, find dates,
start date. This is such a nice community too.
It's an awesome page. I gotta say. So
it needs. Now you just need to be able to log in, and so you can track what you've already watched.
Yeah, but then you have YouTube. You just click on the link and it directs you to the YouTube channel.
Is it all YouTube?
I think it's a YouTube thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Looks like it.
And yeah, I really, really like it, and it's going to be so much easier to track things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Practice against certain lists or combinations.
Authors.
Just to see how people are flying certain lists.
Yeah, and the authors of this site is Michael Mellis and Jordan Gladines.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep.
This is
the kind of community.
More.
Yep.
Yep.
This is the kind of community work I just love.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love this. This is something FFG would never do.
No.
I mean, just also look at the site. It's so clean. It's so
It's
intuitive. The thing in it. I'm no web developer or anything, but it looks like it's really well done.
Mm-hmm. Simple.
Yep. Cool.
Yep. Cool.
On to the next.
And also more about community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they talked about List Juggler going out.
Yes.
And what happened? New List Juggler went up
there
called List Fortress.
Yep. And the Nordics is there.
Yep.
Yay!
What it doesn't have, though, is a search button.
What?
Oh.
Nope, it doesn't have a search button.
Well, at the moment, it's just one page, so just hit Control F.
Yeah, obviously. That might also be just one page ever.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
So that's not a problem.
No.
But really, I like it. We might get Meta Wing
again.
Back again.
Mm.
I like Meta Wing. I know many people didn't like it though, because everyone's flying the same thing, yada 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 yada, netlisters and stuff like that. But
it seems the list came forth anyway, so people can. Can take it netlist them anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter really.
Exactly. I always said without something like Meta Wing or List Juggler or something like that, people would only know about the top two lists maybe instead of top 16.
There's a fair point.
Yeah. Anyways, cool. Community driven stuff.
Gotta love it.
So, guys, we're 1.5 hour in.
Oh, already?
Already, yeah.
Jesus. All right.
So, how's it been, Andres? It's okay?
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
It was fantastic to have you. Oh, before we quit. Oh, Patreon stuff. Yep. Are we gonna tell people what our October, November prices are?
Is that our new the project of Green and Red Things?
Yeah.
Okay, we're giving away custom-made key rings with the attack and defense dice.
Oh. Yep. Darn.
Yeah.
I might have to be a Patreon now then.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And also we will be giving away Jake Farrell alt art.
My baby, my favorite.
Yeah, your baby. And there might be one other thing. I'm not going to announce that yet.
All right.
But okay. There might be a little thing.
Little something
going with it as well for everyone. So I think November, when we ship this out, we'll ship this out 1st of December.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great Patreon month to be in. So,
woo-hoo!
So, I'm just going to go Patreon. Yeah. So go filthy internet dollars.
Filthy internet dollars.
we're just going to say thank you to all of the patrons.
Yeah. Thank you.
Patrons.
Come again.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Come again. Anyways, I think we should call it a quits, Andreas. It was okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No.
There's always something more.
It's always something you think of in the last second. Andreas, mm-hmm. You've got to come to Iceland and play.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have to do that now.
Yeah, you have to you know, follow us on Facebook and see when our our regional, national, or something, some big event, yeah. And just come over. Yeah. Flights are cheap, and
I always wanted to go to Iceland, so I maybe mix those two things.
Yep.
We will have two hyperspace trials.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Oh.
I mean, that's what you can. Are you married or engaged or something like that?
I'm married.
Yeah. So you can always disguise it as a second honeymoon.
Yeah.
And be all romantic. Yeah. And then just send your wife out for a spa day. And I'll find something to do, honey.
Yeah. You just take it. You just take care of yourself now.
Yeah.
So I will explore the Iceland plan.
Yeah.
And patrons and listeners, that's how you do it. Come to Iceland and play.
But if you come here, don't take our world's invitation away from
us. No. Okay. We're going to try to get that.
I already got one, so why? I can take the chorus instead.
me and Ayat both need a ticket, and we only get two trials.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, okay.
A little bit sparse.
Anyways, Andreas, it was awesome to have you here, and again, congratulations for winning nationals.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Yeah.
And it was also it's awesome to be on your podcast. It was.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really enjoy every episode you put out.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're actually a listener.
Yeah.
Oh wow! Yeah, cool.
Yeah. So yeah.
Eight. The best thing is when we have guests on the show, we always sound smarter. Have you noticed?
No.
Do we? I know I do. But,
I think you always sound so good in the radio.
Thank you.
Yay. Is that just a facade or something?
Yes, it's a facade. Okay. We're not really any good at this.
Okay.
Well,
Andreas.
Yes.
Ed.
Yeah.
Should we make him say it?
Oh, like the old traditional way of
the old traditional thing?
Yeah, sure.
Can you say it? To my
Of course.
So of course I want to do a shout out to my group Team Culex. who's been awesome mm-hmm. and very inviting to bring you in the group. Mm-hmm. So kudos to those, and to Wampas, who did a perfect tournament with Nationals, Ellen Nordics. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and that's about it. I can talk to my wife later, so I don't have to shout.
Top Z doesn't listen, so we don't have ruined the plan to come to Iceland.
No. Perfect.
Okay. My name is Gisli.
And I'm Aid.
Oh, I'm Andreas.
Wang to